Cass smiles and puts her back up against the front door. It had been an absolutely perfect day. She turns the lock and skips back up the stairs. Evan's door is still open, and he's still laying on the bed. He smiles sleepily at her as she comes in and closes the door behind her. Well, they're on the way home. She lays on the bed beside him, propped on one elbow, running her fingers through his hair. She smiles fondly at her older brother. He smiles back at her lazily. Did you like that, darling? Having my boyfriend grind his big cock against you until you came? Evan looks shocked. Cass, it wasn't... I mean... Shh. It's okay, Ev. I just want to make sure you really liked it. Did you really like it? She strokes her hand down his chest, and he suddenly realizes that she still has her shirt off. He blushes and closes his eyes. Just to avoid looking at her, without antagonizing or insulting her, he tells himself. Nothing to do with those tiny, perky tits just inches from his skin. He slowly nods. Her hand creeps lower, to the waistband of his jeans still undone and spread open. She strokes two fingers delicately over his cock. Evan, she whispers. Not everybody got to come. He opens his eyes and looks at Cass in shock. Nothing like that, she says reassuringly. I was thinking, I mean, maybe you could lick me like you did G, and then if you wanted to, you could come on me. Would that be a good trade? He hesitates. But her hand is on his hardening cock. He couldn't have resisted if he wanted to, and honestly, he wasn't sure if resistance is what he wanted to do. I'm really hot, Ev. It won't take long to get me off, I promise, seeing you and Ari together. Playing with Gia's nipples while you came for him. Oh, God. I'm gonna come so quick. Please? I don't want to come alone. Evan looks embarrassed, like he's afraid that it's some kind of trick. But, unable to say otherwise, he nods. Good boy. Oh, when Ari called you his baby girl. God, so hot. Bet he'd let you suck him. Would you like that? Evan nods, dazed. So sexy that you want his big cock. Would you like to taste his cum? Evan nods again. Well, that's a good thing. I haven't showered since he came inside me. I bet I still taste like him. I'm really glad you'll like it. Next time I'll make sure you get it fresher, though. Cass shimmies out of her shorts and spreads her legs open, scooting down the bed. Kneel on the floor, Ev. Lick me. She holds the pink folds of her sex open for his mouth and he leans in. Yes, she doesn't smell like just girl. He shudders and leans forward, gently lapping. Ah! Cass jumps, her legs jerking. Evan leans in, using his hands to keep her thighs down as he begins to really feast, running his tongue between her lips, sucking on her clit, rubbing his face into her with a growl. Cass was right. It only takes a couple of minutes of him fucking her with his tongue before she grabs his head with both hands and comes hard, fucking herself against his face. Finally, gasping, she pushes him away. He sits back on his heels and waits to see what she wants next, licking his lips, his hard cock making his jeans uncomfortable. So he stands and kicks them off. She opens her eyes and looks at him intently, almost predatory. Get up here on the bed, she orders. I said you could come on me. Do you want to touch my tits? Evan moves onto the bed, on his knees, his cock waving. If it's okay, Cass, he says. No, no. I'm not your sister right now. I'm your teacher. So call me Miss. Yes, Miss. Evan ducks his head. Go ahead. Suck and lick them. Cass moves her hands over him, teasing his nipples, making him gasp against her skin, which makes her giggle. "Change of plan," she says suddenly. Cass grabs her phone from the pocket of her shorts. "Kneel on the floor again," she orders. "Yes, miss," Evan replies meekly, moving off the side of the bed, looking adorable with his hair mussed from her hands. Cass kneels up on the bed to get a slightly higher point to take some pictures from. She snaps a few of him, hard, but looking so uncertain. "You're so pretty, Eva," she murmurs, and he blushes bright pink, closing his eyes. "You're so pretty, you make even my big boyfriend want you. You make his cock so hard," Cass continues, giggling when his prick jumps. "You made him come all over that pretty little tummy of yours. You should be proud that you're so sexy. He only likes the prettiest girls." Evan whimpers softly. "Now, since you're such a pretty girl, and because he wants your beautiful body, we're going to make a very special picture for him. You want him to see you at your sexiest, right, little Eva?" Evan nods jerkily, his eyes still closed, so he misses Cass's predatory smile once more. "Well, good. First, we need some cum. Make me a nice handful of cum, brother dear." Evan opens his eyes and hesitantly puts his hand on his dick. "Stroke it for me. Here." She leans back on the bed, spreading her legs open, rolling her nipples between her fingers, her phone dropped to the bed. "You're never gonna get to, but go ahead and think about fucking me. You wanna fuck me, Ev? I'm awfully small. I bet you'd fill me right up to overflowing with just one or two shots. Oh, you like that thought, do you? I bet it's because you've never shot into a girl before. Well, maybe if you're nice to him, my big boyfriend will let him use his little sister. Would you like that? Shooting into his little sister? Filling her up with your cum?" She quirks an eyebrow. "Evan, do you want to come in her before or after he comes in her little box? It'd be kind of like you were sharing her. Maybe someday he really will share her with you. You could have her mouth while he fucks her. Or maybe he'll let you in her ass while he fucks her tight little pussy." Cass smirks at Evan. He's obviously almost ready to come. "I bet he'd be happy to let you lick his cum from her little box. I bet he'd like to see that. His little Eva getting off on licking his hot cum right out of his own little sister." Evan moans as he starts to cum. "Evan! Keep it in your hand. We need that!" Cass snaps. Evan quickly caps his cock with his hand, catching the spurt as he moans and twitches, eyes still closed. "Good boy," soothes Cass, getting up on her knees again and petting his hair. She brings the phone around to the ready. "Now, show me how much you like eating cum. We're going to send this little snapshot to Ari, so he has something to look forward to tomorrow. Look up at me, baby. Give me a little smile. That's right." She snaps a few snapshots, then leans forward and cleans the rest of the cum off his hand. "You're such a good boy, Ev. Thank you. He's going to love this." "Do you think so?" he asks quietly, hesitantly. "I know it, darling. Now get some sleep. You need to be pretty for tomorrow." "Yes, miss," Evan says quietly. Cass smiles at him and gives him a passionate kiss. "Good night, darling."